I think we're going to have a rotation. You know, I can't sit here and tell you, you know, here's our guys, that's it. I think we'll be a rotation type group. I think if you look at most fronts defensively in the National Football League right now, if you're a 3-4 team, people are playing 5-6 guys a game, and they're rotating them. 4-3 teams are playing 7-8 guys. So I think that's extremely important, especially if you're playing no-huddle tempo type teams. So, you know, I think we've got to put a good group together. I know one thing. We have one hell of a coach in Kolar, and he'll get the most out of them. So it's a priority right now. We need to get better there also. And so that is, you know, obviously a priority as we move forward. But I think we'll play a lot of people, Mike.
Concern that as you go to the 3-4, that Trevathan and Marshall will miss some offseason
reps? Yeah, it's a concern, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, they're going to be fine. They're going to be back. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, part of their offseason, obviously it's going to be a mental offseason for both of them guys more than anything.
Right.
But I'm hoping through a lot of the walkthroughs and things that we do, they can be a part of some of that, you know. But, hey, it is what it is. And but a lot of times through stuff like this, through issues like this, you'll find some younger players that you may never know you were going to find. So it'll just give other guys an opportunity, but we'll continue to move forward with what we do. And but they're going to be fine. They're doing both doing fine.
You mentioned the draft earlier. So if you think back to when Von Miller was coming out, kind of stood out. Evaluating players that you remember about?
I've known Vaughn for a long time. You know, us Aggies, we stick together. So, no, he just, you know, Vaughn's ability to run, you know, to get after the quarterback, I mean, it's, you know, it's as good as there is in our business. And, you know, so, I mean, you're always looking for guys like that on the edge that are difference makers, you know, week in and week out as far as rushing the passer, knocking the ball out. Those type of things. I'm sitting here thinking about watching him play in the Pro Bowl. I was so impressed with how hard he played in the Pro Bowl and how well he did. But, no, we're excited about Vaughn. You know, you give Wade edge players. He's done a lot of great things with them. And so, you know, he's as good as you can have. He'll obviously play on the ball. Last year he played off the ball a little bit more. He'll play on the ball the majority of the time this year. So looking forward to getting him going.
The Patriots being
I don't know. I don't get concerned with that. I stay concerned with us. You know, I mean, we're the kids. We got to be as good as we can be. So stay focused on our team. Obviously, we have great respect for them as an organization and a football team. But, you know, we got to stay focused on the Broncos and do everything we can to be as good a football team as we can be. And, you know, you have to be good enough to beat everybody in this league, not just one team. So we'll stay focused on that. Well, we just got
to
get back to work, you know. I mean, we've lost a few players, but we've got some good young players too, and sitting here talking about our draft choices and all those things. So we've got to get some of those young guys going, but that's part of our business nowadays. I mean, can't hang on to everybody, but you got to be able to develop players and, you know, get them going in your system and give them an opportunity. So, that's what we'll stay focused on right now. Thank you, Beth.
Missed the Pro Bowl twice. Chance to coach.
Yeah, I know. I know.
0-5.
Yeah, I could have had nice vacations and I had to go to work,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, twice in a row. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
When you left the first time, the Broncos were a 4-3. Mike was a 4-3 defensive guy. And somewhere between then and you coming back, you rotated toward a 3-4.
Yeah, I did. We actually started a 4-3 in Houston. I don't know. I've become a believer. I think when your roster's set for a 3-4 defense, you've obviously got a lot more athletes as far as guys that can run, linebackers on your football team, and you're a little bit more heavier in that position. And special teams wise, I think it helps you special teams wise. Now, does that mean you're always going to be that way? No. I mean, you know, sometimes in coaching, maybe it's a coordinator that you're chasing or trying to put on your staff that, you know, you feel that good about him, and he's a 4-3 guy. But I know from a roster standpoint, I think a 3-4 gives you a lot more athletic guys, numbers-wise, at the linebacker position that can help you be a better special teams unit.
What about as an offensive coordinator, do they have just a few more wrinkles or tricks that are difficult?
You know what it does. It doesn't really matter either way, Mike. I mean, if you're like, okay, we're going to work against a 3-4 team all the time. Well, you know, you look at our schedule, and I don't have it in front of me, but you may have a schedule where you're playing 12-4-3 teams. So as a coach, you have to go organize your training camp to where you're doing 4-3 work. I mean, you may have to do a lot of card work and stuff to prepare for the season. So it really all depends how that plays out. But, no, that's always an issue. It's no different for the defense. I mean, if you're a no-huddle offensive football team and you play in a division that's got, you know, two other teams that run the hell out of the ball, well, how do you get the defense to work? So as a coach, what I've always done is once the schedule comes out, try to break it down. These are the things we have to be ready for. These are the things we have to work on. So it gets down to a percentage of work time, and, you know, you make sure you get ready to go.
Does it concern you at all? I mean, like, when you look at Peyton Manning, the guy that's been all in his whole career, that he had to take multiple weeks to decide if he wanted to come back and play football this season?
You know, I can't answer that for him. You know, you would have to – I didn't feel that way about it. You know, I just think that they were going through a process that they had agreed to go through, he and John, as they left for the offseason or for the break. So, but all my conversations with him were very positive. You know, I always felt like he wanted to continue. He was just trying to work through some things and make sure he felt good and felt healthy. So I guess I didn't see it that way.
And with the offense you run, I mean, a lot of rollouts, other stuff. I mean, is Peyton Manning, his age, the prototypical number one quarterback you'd pick for that offense?
I'd pick Peyton Manning for any offense. I mean, we're going to go do what he does best. We're not going to go roll out. If that's not something that's a strength of our team, we're going to go do what he does best. So, I don't know. Did I answer your question? So, yeah. You damn right. I'd pick him any day of the week. Yes, I would.
Hey, how's it going? I'm very tired.
You look like you're a little tired. Stay out late last night?
No comment on it. We can talk off the record.
That's all right.
Do you know what the offense is going to look like? Is it going to look like?
I think I do. Yeah. You know, I mentioned this a while ago, what we've done is we've studied what Peyton has done for many, many years and taken some things that I feel good about, and we've kind of crossed two systems together. And bottom line, we're going to go do what he does best and what our players do best. So, yeah, I've got a pretty good vision of what I want it to look like, and now we got to get to work on it. So, but probably be seeing a lot of the things he's been doing for many, many years.
Has he been... I assume he's been receptive since you've been working together, but is he, I want to say, helpful, but have you learned from each other?
We don't get to sit down and talk ball and talk scheme and those type of things this time of year. You know that. So, what we've done is as we've went through the system, as we went through the book and started tying things together, we've basically been sending him our results along the way, and you know, so that he kind of has an idea when he comes in on April 13th of where we're starting. So, but all of our ground's got to get made up then. But I feel very good about it. There's a lot of things that are very easily meshed together and verbiages that crossed. And we have coaches on our staff that were there with him. We had three offensive coaches that were there with him in Denver the last few years. So I don't see I don't see it being that difficult. You know, I think it's been, from a coaching standpoint, it's been a challenge, but ball is ball, and I think it's come together pretty easily.
After your last year in Houston, I think some people were surprised you got right back into coaching. You didn't take any time off, especially when you had that episode at the end of the year. What was that? I guess you're the type you didn't feel like you wanted to get out, or you wanted to
play
back, or
I guess, you know, I don't know, Mike. That little thing didn't scare me the way maybe it scared some other people.
Okay.
I know exactly why it took place. I know exactly what I did to myself, and so I learned a lot about myself during that.
What did you do? Work too hard?
Basically, I ran myself right in the dirt, and I had some warning signs that I was doing that, and I didn't listen to myself. So I came out of it. I felt fine, and obviously you're disappointed, but I think, you know, in life, in football, I mean, everybody's going to have disappointment, and you know, you'll probably learn more from that than you do anything. And I felt like I learned a great deal. And, you know, I got a lot of phone calls over the course of the next couple of weeks and had some really nice opportunities out there. And I knew right away I wanted to get back after it. And, but I think everybody's looking for that place or that person that you know, when I talk to John on the phone, I know how John runs his team. I believe in the way he likes to win. And so, yeah, so for me, it was a easy transition to, I knew I wanted to go to work for him because I just like what he stands for and how they run their football team. So I have a lot of the same beliefs.
So how have you changed your approach then? You know, if you saw those warning signs, how have you changed
it? Well, I think I take a lot better care of myself, you know. And then I just, I think sometimes you, as a coach, you can't do it all, you know, and I've learned that, and I've got good people around me, and so, you know, without getting too detailed on stuff like that, I just think I learned so much about, you know, be careful, you know, let them do their job, let them, you know, don't try to, I don't know, I don't want to go back there anymore. Hopefully I won't go back there again, so.
How much of your offensive line is set right now?
What do you mean, how's it set?
How much of it is set?
Well, obviously our left tackle, Manny and, the young man who played right tackle last year.
Vasquez.
I mean, those guys have been pretty much staples of what's going on. Obviously, Will is, like I said, he's still free. You know, that's something that we continue to work on. But I would say those three guys have been, you know, they've been anchors in what they've been doing. And then from there, we're going to have to, you know, have a very competitive situation. But obviously, Vasquez, we expect him to come back inside. You know, we'd like him to come back inside. So, right tackle. You know, we've got some issues. A guard, we've got an issue. And then obviously, these young players at the center position. We like the Schofield kid, too, so we'll see. We think he's got some flexibility. So, you know, we'll give those three guys, those three older guys will continue to go. But after that, it'll just be very competitive.
Shelly Smith and Ben are going to compete at left guard?
Well, Shelly, you know, the one thing we got to find out about Ben, which I don't know. I haven't been around him. But there's some people, Clance and Rick, there may be some center there. We don't know.
Okay.
We're gonna kind of, you know, take it a step at a time and see how much progress we can make this off season and make sure we settle down before we go to camp. But I know Shelly has played there for me. That's something he's done. I would like him to calm down and just play guard because I think he'd be very competitive from a starter standpoint at the guard position. But you know how the center position pans out will probably have a lot to do with that. But we have multiple players that we think are swing players, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Well, Demarius is special. No, that was extremely important. I mean, and he's, you know, such a young player too. But how do we make up for Julius? I was asked that a while ago. I've always believed you don't so-called try to replace a player. You know, you just try to make sure you play that position well. He was obviously very productive, but my history in our offensive scheme with our tight ends. I think our group will play well. I got a lot of confidence in them. Obviously, we got two guys right now who have experience, but I think the key is that the position plays well. And I try to say Owen or Virgil, you got to do the same thing he did. I don't think you go there. You just, you know, we need to be productive at the spot.
How much will getting back to healthy Monte Ball help?
Well, it will be important because all those guys are young, you know, and I think they've all kind of had, you know, with me looking from the outside in, I think all three of those guys, along with Hillman, they've all kind of had their little spurts of success, you know, with the club when they've had their opportunity, but they're all young, so, you know, who's going to be the bell cow? Who's going to play every down? Who's going to be a three-down player? And, you know, they got to sort that out. You know, CJ showed the flashes of doing that. You know, obviously injury for the other one. But, you know, we'll see. But the fact that they're young, you know, I like that. You know, and so we'll give them all a chance, see how it pans out. But CJ's obviously had a good head start on things.
Coach, I think there's five or six coaches in this room.
who've spent at least some time directly around Ray Rice. You obviously weren't around him that long, just that part of that offseason. Mm-hmm. But in what has been a league of second chances, we saw Greg Hardy get signed this week. Do you think there will be another chance for him to at least work out for a team or have some opportunity in this league?
I mean, those aren't my decisions to make. You know, all I can tell you is I was around Ray throughout an offseason and throughout a brief period in training camp, and he worked extremely hard. I know it was very important for him to come back this year and play well, coming off the year before I got to Baltimore. And, he gave me and his teammates everything he has, I talked to Ray a couple of times. I know he's working his tail off toward another opportunity, but, we'll see. That's not my place.
And that's sort of the point of what I'm going to write is a lot of people who know him directly would vouch for him to make that call, but this is an organizational call. It involves the owner and the owner's family. It takes a consortium of everyone to say we're willing to go there. It's almost one that, to me, is above even a head coach's head.
Yeah, I mean, but I think you see those things happen in this league. So, I mean, like I said, I'm not the one to sit here and tell you this is how I would do it or I wouldn't do it. I can only tell you, for me and my time with him, he did a hell of a job. So you want the best for everybody. You want the best for him and his family. All my conversations with him, I know he's working his tail off toward that. And so I just wish him all the best.
Did he sound sort of down in the dumps when you talked to him, Coach?
No, Ray was Ray. He's always, we spoke very well. And, like I said, I mean, bottom line, I just, hope things work out for him. You bet.
Yeah, Coach Gary, having coached and prepared for Peyton as an opponent for so many years, what's it going to be like being on the same side as him?
It's going to be good. Looking forward to it. I guess fortunately or unfortunately, I've had to play him many, many times. My time in Denver, we played him quite a bit, had a few playoff games with him. And obviously my time in Houston, we played him plenty. So, I've been around him. Obviously, got great respect for his career and what he's done, and it'll be nice to line up with him, at this stage. So, it's very impressive. What's this going to be, 18 for him, Patrick? That's a long time to be doing this. What did John make it, 16?
16.
So, looking forward to it.
Anything because of his age that you have to back to modify again? Practice schedule, because he's not one that likes to take reps off.
No, it's interesting. He and I talked about that, and I know his mindset is totally the other way. But I think I have to get a feel for that. I have to watch, But I think you as a coach, you have to make those suggestions to players. You have to say, hey, maybe you take Wednesday here. I don't know what that's going to be until I get involved with it on a day-to-day basis. But, sometimes you have to really, the great ones, the reason they're great, you have to battle them on things like that because they're used to being a part of it every day. They're used to having, that under control every day type situation. So, we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But I want to do what's best for them. I went through the same process with John late in his career, and it was a battle for me and Mike to do some things with him. And, I can remember some of the adjustments we made with John's from meeting standpoints, from a practice standpoint, for training camp, things like that. And but he battled us too, and that's why they are who they are. So,
Coach, how often are you speaking with
Peyton? In the past week, I haven't talked to him. He's been taking a little break himself, with his family and doing some things. But we talked quite a bit throughout the course of the last month and a half, and we'll get together here in 2 weeks for good, so we'll start our off-season program. But I know he's been working, and we've had correspondence, with some of the things we're doing football-wise as far as getting him books and stuff like that to try to get him a head start on what we're going to be doing offensively. And, so the normal stuff, but it's been very good, and looking forward here in a couple of weeks getting going. Well, it's good. First off, we needed him. I mean, we kind of rebuilt our tight end position a little bit, and to have him come in, he knows our system. He's a fine player, but he's a heck of a person too. He's a leader type of guy you want in your locker room. So, for me, it's very easy to to recommend him to John and to the organization, because I know he fits, not only as a player, but as a person also.